The second lesson that the Lord taught me through the bug apocalypse in my apartment complex is this. I had finally had it. I put in complaint after complaint, and they would send people out to spray, and I myself put hundreds of dollars to try and get rid of these unkillable pests. I found myself in my kitchen with tears running down my face, asking why. I mean, every good and perfect thing comes from above, right? And God is the one who provided this apartment in such a mighty way. And I'll be honest, it took me a full day of sulking, and then the Lord clearly asking me to put my phone on Do Not Disturb and to meet with him for me to finally see the situation through his eyes. I sat on my bed in silence. I started to replay the day in my head, and honestly, it was a really rough day. And all I could think was this, come Lord Jesus, come. And there it was. The reason when I cried out to God to get rid of the bugs, he didn't just evaporate them with a word. Because my life isn't always sparkly and shiny, like picture perfect. I get to long for my Savior. So the bug apocalypse reminded me to slow down. It reminded me to long for my Savior and to not get too comfortable or complacent in this world. Without the problem that I was facing, I might have missed an opportunity to sit in my bed and say, come, Lord Jesus.